Okay, I'm from LESO, Solar Energy and Building Physics Laboratory. And today we'd like to present our work about a new device for dynamic luminance mapping and glare assessment in buildings. Yeah, I'm from EPFL in Switzerland. Yeah, sorry to present this in this time. I know that it's quite difficult to open our eyes and after lunch. I will try my best. Okay, this is the outline I'm going to talk today. I would like to introduce first about the visual comfort and high dynamic range imaging technique. Then I would like to introduce our new device, or ICCAM, its calibrations and vignetting correction. Then it's about the validation in real scenes. I will show the results about luminance maps and glare assessments. And then we have a small discussion about the choice of different angles of each island. And then at the end is the conclusion. First of all, the visual comfort is, of course, the important aspect for lighting design. For visual comfort, we have to achieve high visual performance and avoid discomfort. Glare is the main aspect for visual discomfort. We can access glare using it's not really easy. Yeah, may I just check before then? Sorry, it should be one.
That's better.
Thank you. Okay. We can use glare indexes to evaluate glare, and glare indexes are formula that we can calculate and how people feel perceive glare within the scene. There are several glare indexes used in the lighting research field at the moment, but here in our study, we would like to introduce these three glare indexes, which is the DGI, daylight glare index, which is the most cited one, unified glare index, and UGR, which is recommended by CNE to use for artificial lighting condition. And the last one is the daylight glare probability, which is the most recent one, and is invented by Jan Hignaud and Jan Christoffersen. Besides the glare, we have a sort of concern about the luminance ratio, since we have to work in the office with VDT. This is recommended by IESNA to have the luminance ratio between the test area and the surroundings. For example, adjacent surroundings should not exceed 1 to 3 or 3 to 1, and the ratio between the test area to remote surroundings should not exceed 1 to 10 or 10 to 1. And here, if we would like to assess for visual comfort, it is important to find glare and also to know the luminance of the scene. To assess this tool, we can use high dynamic range imaging technique to assess this visual comfort. I think that everyone here might know already what is the HDR image. It is an image which contains a high dynamic range of light is close to human eye. And from HDR image, we can find a luminance map, which means that we can extract each pixel and find the luminance of each pixel within an HDR image. Using certain software, for example, this one and this Photosphere software developed by Greg. And we can also find glare using certain software, for example, Everglare. This one it can detect the potential glare source, and since we know the luminance, we know the size and position of glare, that is how we can calculate glare indexes. So now we know that we can use this technique to assess visual comfort, but in our study we aim to enhance this technique because there are some limitations. To create an HDR image, we have to combine several LDR images. LDR means long dynamic range images. within different exposures. So under that time, if we take some photos under to assess under dynamic daylight, that might have some problem because we have to spend some time to capture several LDR images. For example, in our lab, we have an ordinary camera and we have to correct like 14 images, and I spent like 60 seconds to 90 seconds to correct our LDR image, and also we spend some time for the post-process. It might make some problem if we want to assess it under the dynamic daylight conditions as shown here. So our goal in this study, we would like to produce fast and simple HDR images. Here, I would like to introduce our new device, which is called ICCAM. It is a camera-like light sensor, which is developed by CSEM from Switzerland. It contains a system on chip, which each pixel achieves 130 decibel interesting dynamic range due to the logarithmic compression. And the logarithmic encoding allows a single HDR to be real-time recorded within 780 microseconds to 2 seconds exposure duration. As shown here from this image, we use the average about 100 milliseconds to take one image. So we don't, with this ICCAM, we don't need to correct several images to create a single HDR image anymore. To use this ICCAM, we need some calibrations. For example, spectral sensitivity calibration. We use a monochromatic light and calibrate it with the spectral radiometer to find the emitted radiance. As shown here in the first graph, we did the measurement and we plotted our raw spectral sensitivity curve, as shown in the orange dotted, compared with the photopeak sensitivity function from CIE. After we know the raw sensitivity curve, we customized some colored glasses to use as our filter within optimal thickness. After equipped with appropriate filter, we measure again the same way as here. As shown here, we plotted the corrected sensitivity response and compare with the photopeak curve before. And to know the errors between these two curves, we calculated CIE standard error from V lambda or F prime, which is about 8.3%, which is rather good. The next step, we did the photometric calibration, used white light as light source, and calibrated this luminance meter to look for the associated luminance. As shown here, at the x-axis, this is the grayscale from our ICCAM, and the y-axis represents the luminance from our white light source. We did measure with the luminance meter from 0.1 candela per square meter to 16,000 candela per square meter. And then we plotted here our associated luminance, and then we calculated the function, which is the exponential function with r squared 0.097. Yeah, and then we implemented this function into our software image cam to use in our study. And then next step is the vignetting correction. Vignetting effect means when the light drops at the edges of the image. In this case, we equipped with 120 degree fisheye lens, so we need to correct this vignetting effect. What we do, we put our camera in front of the constant light source and turn it every 5 degrees horizontally and vertically. As shown here, we see that the light drops at the edge of the images. So we implemented the inverse function in our image camp software to use in the studies. So after we calibrate and correct the vignetting function, we validate it with the real scene. First of all, we look for the luminance map, compare with the luminance map from luminance meter, Minota, and the luminance map extracted from HDR image from Nikon, Fujifilm, or classical HDR. Why we use this camera? Because there are several papers which reported that the HDR images, the luminance maps from this HDR, from this camera, is reliable. And in our lab as well, we used this camera before, and we have some papers and reported also that it's reliable to use. So we have the target as color charts and room elements. As shown here, we did the measurement under electric light and daylight, and we compare from the luminance from IC cam, from luminance meter, and from classical HDR. As shown here, the x-axis means the elements, the target, and here the y-axis means the luminance. As shown here, under electric light, the aspect is what? Very high, and for under daylight, it's quite more variable due to the dynamic light of daylight, and it also spends some time to measure each luminance by luminance meter. However, aspect is still high. Then we look for the glare risk assessment. We took it under different durations. What does it mean under different duration? This is the image to explain that with Nikon camera, we spend like 60 seconds to correct several images to have a single HDR image at the end. But at the same time, we took the photo from IC cam at the starting point and at every 10 seconds. And then we compare the glare indexes calculated by Everglare. We see that there is an IC cam at the starting point and then every 10 seconds. And here the last row represents the image from the classical HDR. We see that the DTP, DTGI, and UGR are quite similar, except the background luminance for this HDR from classical HDR and from IC cam, which is about 12 to 15% different. We also did the same thing at the variable daylight, and as before, we took the photo from IC Nikon, which took about 60 seconds, and every 10 seconds we took photo also from IC cam. And as shown here, the DTP is quite constant. There are some variable in UGR, and large variable in background luminance. The next step, we're going to show this variable in each parameter. Shown here, in each graph, which represents each parameter, DTP, DTI, UG, and background luminance. And for the x-axis on the top, it represents a different lighting condition, electric light and variable daylight. The x-axis here represents the different durations and different device here. And the y-axis represents the relative difference in percent from IC cam at the starting point. So here, first we can see the difference of the lighting condition. You see that under electric light, each parameter has quite constant result. As shown here, only this background luminance is a little bit dark here. And different duration. As shown here, with the same device we use, here taken from IC camp at a different time. Even the same device itself, we can see that the light is quite variable itself, and we have a different background luminance in each 10 seconds. This shows the advantage using IC cam to assess glare, since it can rapid capture images, so we can assess glare in real time. And then we're curious about the changes of each parameter. Why in DGP is quite constant, but in DGI and DGR they are more variable. So we will compare the HDR image from IC cam at 10 seconds with the Nikon one, which they have like much different from background luminance here. The first image represents the one from taken from IC cam and is from classical HDR. If a glare can detect the main light sources, but there are the other main parameters, which is glare source intensity, which is luminance, size, and location, background luminance. And these two parameters is the main parameter for DGI and UGR. There are also vertical illuminance, which is also the main parameter for DGP. So if you look at here that result, we see that the DGP is quite constant compared with the DGI and UGR. That's because the vertical illuminance are the same, and we measured it manually by lux meter. Since this fisheye lens is not full frame 180-degree fisheye lens, so in EvoGlar we recommend to put our own vertical illuminance. That is why in the DGP is quite constant, because one main parameter, which is vertical illuminance, is similar. And if you look at the luminance of each light source, they are not much different compared with the difference of the background luminance here, which is quite like almost half. And that background luminance is the main parameter for DGI and UGR. It might be the reason that why in DGI and UGR they are more different. This also shows that the benefit to use IC cam under assess glare under dynamic daylight condition. And then I'd like to talk about the different angles of these islands. This is like a further discussion out of only IC cam. We'd like to compare the result using the fisheye lens at 120-degree and with the full frame fisheye lens 180-degree, which is from Canon 5D. It is a work that I have done in FDNL, Berkeley National Laboratory in Berkeley, that I visited like 2 weeks ago. So this data is very new for me. Here, we took images in a test bed equipped with a light louver. So first of all, we would like to compare the luminance map between these two cameras to see that if the error is quite acceptable, so we can do the next step. Here is the luminance map of this area, and which is we took the photo every 30 minutes from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and we see that the luminance is quite similar, except in the afternoon. But from here, the error bars represent 5%. So this error is still lower than 5%. This is still acceptable. So our next step is to compare the different glare indexes So here we use EGI, UGI, compare the background luminance. Why we didn't compare the DGP? It is because it was equipped with the light louver, and the vertical luminance is lower than 380. The DGP is lower than 0.2, so it's not very common to calculate DGP in that case because it might come underestimated. So here we see that the glare indexes from IC cam and from Canon is quite different. We will see that we pick only one case here at 11.5 to see why it's different. The main cause is because of the background luminance as well, and if we cropped only at the same position as the IC cam, we can see that IC cam exclude some light source, some glare sources here, and also some part of the bright ceiling. That is why in the IC cam it contains lower background luminance. That makes IC cam calculated higher glare in that case because of due to the lower background luminance. This is just a question that the choice of fisheye lens, the angles of fisheye lens, that which degree should we choose to assess glare risk. In our case, in our laboratory, we choose 120 because it is correspondence to human visual field of view. So it's about 120 or 130. And we have some studies with human subjects. That is why we choose this field of view like this. And it's reasonable if we choose one with the full frame that it can take the whole image of the moon. But in our case, it's like we can see only this view. So most of the case, the human subjects doesn't look around like this. They just concentrate to their work or concentrate in front. This is like the different choice of angles of lens and which we can choose in our use. So at the end, I would like to summarize that with our system, we found highly correlated luminance mapping between the luminance HDR matching and the luminance meter. And we found the advantage of ICAM using under academic daylight. In the future, we would like to use our ICAM as sky scanner. In that case, we have to use the full frame fisheye lens to assess the sky under dynamic lighting condition and under dynamic sky condition. And we plan to change the filters, not only for the photopic filter, but we would like to go for the circadian sensitivity filters in order to assess the physiological functions in humans. At the end, I would like to thank CSEM for the collaboration with ICAM and LaserPB, the Solar Energy Laboratory, and Living Physics for the support, and also Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory for the support for the information and allowed me to visit and have some measurements in the test bed. And at the end, the Velux Foundation Switzerland for financial support. Thank you very much.
Chosen the 120 degrees out of necessity or out of is it by accident or by design? Is the chip large enough to support a full 180 degree field of view?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I cannot see that who asked me. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah, actually, it's also because our sensor is very small, it's very difficult to find a full frame one because due to the size of the sensor as well. Right. But it's not like because we don't have the choice as well, but we also would like to have a 120 degree to for the visual, for the human visual view, field of view actually. So we cannot find it, but we would like to use it anyway in this case.
Well, if we are talking about glare and daylight glare, we have much higher luminances. And we saw in your data that you are always in a very low part, so there is no glare at all. Mm-hmm. The question is, did you do the validation or your calibration also with high luminances? Because the low luminances, no, it's easy to calibrate, but if you have, 5 million candela per square meter, which you can have easily with specular reflection, then it's much more tricky.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if you have done this, because then you get also much more variation in the parameters. That's one thing, and I have another question. Is there any special feature regarding the ICCAM compared to the, I don't know, 10 years ago developed camera from Techno Team? Because they have put it on the market and it's all well calibrated up to many, many millions of candela per square meter.
Okay. For the first question, that we have some variable daylight as the sample that I showed. We have like 1200 vertical illuminance, which is quite high in our case here. But when we measure and we assess glare, we assess in a room equipped with anisotropic system in our lab, which is give like high luminance distribution. That is one problem, Esther, that even we have like high vertical illuminance, but the glare is not high due to the well distributed light in room. However, we still like measure more and more, and we have some in some case as well, which I haven't done for the glare assessment, and I will let you know later because I also compare between Nikon and ICCAM in that case as well. And for the second question, I think that I also look for the cameras from technical team in Germany, right? But at that time when we got our ICCAM, they didn't. I compared the shutter speed, how to say, the exposure duration. It's still at that time. It still spent some time to correct some photos. Unlike our ICCAM, that we just click one click, and since they have like special sensor, special CMOS, which each pixel has their own system on chip on each pixel, which is receive the light and analysis the light and make decision itself for each pixel. So that's why in ICCAM it just take one click, like 100 milliseconds to obtain one HDR image. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I understood that first slide, but you showed that photometric calibration curve.
Mm-hmm.
And if I understood it correctly, then the curve gets less stable the higher luminances get, which may be related to the compression. I'm not sure. But this might become a problem if you're really using this for outdoor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, actually we reach this only this because we are interested to use only in indoor right now, but there is some light coming from windows as well, so we reach only this 16,000, which is when we measure by our luminance meter with the window, this is quite okay, but only
Yeah.
I think it produces 8-bit values on a logarithmic scale, so the quantization is in logs, so it's going to have an equal percentage error throughout the range, equal relative error throughout the range, if I understand the technology right. Mm.
Thank you. Great. And you have a question? No more? Okay.
So let's thank Anna.